The Flipping Ninja's four weapons of determining value hit your price every time. So this module is going to be one of the most important modules in this whole course. And why is that? The reason for that is because these four weapons train you on how to find out what the value of something is. So let's say you walk into a thrift store and you see something. How do you figure out how much it's worth so that you can price it accordingly to make a profit, okay, to make money? This is basically the blood of your business, the lifeline of your business, okay? It determines how much you're going to make, how successful you're going to be, and so there's four weapons. The first weapon is weapon one, or level one. This is the first level, okay? And that is the nunchucks, okay? The nunchucks is a training weapon that works your muscles and focus, okay? Forget about the cheesiness of the four weapons. I created it in such a format so that it can be easily remembered, and basically I'm creating a memory hook so you can remember these four weapons as you are out there. Okay, so weapon number one, level one, in other words, is the nunchucks. Now, what you do here is basically you are at a thrift store, you see an item, okay? First thing you do, you want to know how much the value is, how much you can sell it for. So you pull out your smartphone, okay, and you simply Google the item. You simply Google it, and that's it. Now, once you do that, you want to tap on the shopping button, okay? So just like Google has images, you can search Google Images, or you can search videos. There's a videos button or even a news button. Google also has a shopping button, okay? Now, once you do that, you'll get the price range and a rough idea of the value. So let's say that I happen to stumble across a Movado watch for men, a Movado men's watch. I grab the watch. Initially, if I want to get very general, what I can do is just Google Movado men's watch, hit the shopping button, and get a general price range of, ballpark of where the price ranges are at. But here's the thing. Obviously, just like with a lot of things, there are a million different models, a million different versions. So what do you do then? You simply Google the model. I mean, it sounds common sense, and you're probably like, okay, that's common sense, but I want you to really basically get this process down, how I'm teaching it, because once you do that, everything will become automatic. You'll be able to run through these four weapons without even thinking much. And speed is key in the flipping business. You want to be fast. You want to be able to do this on any item in under 90 seconds. So basically, under 90 seconds, you have to decide, am I buying it or not? Can I flip it for a profit or no? Okay, so level one, nunchucks, Google the item, hit the shopping button. In the Movado watch example, you want to Google Movado watch and then the model number, or the model afterward. If you turn the watch over, you should be able to find the model, okay? Or if you are, looking at a instrument, let's say, the other day I saw an oboe at a thrift store. Now, if you just Google an oboe and hit shopping, you'll see a $50 oboe maybe, and you'll see a, $3,000 oboe, okay? So you look at the name brand, look at the company. Who made this oboe? Okay, I pick up the storage box. I see it says Conn, C-O-N-N. Conn oboe. So I Google Conn oboe and I hit the shopping button, and it shows all of those, basically a general price range of a Conn oboe or that Movado men's watch. Okay. So that will immediately give you a rough idea, pretty accurate idea of what that price range is and how valuable it is. Okay. Now, it's not always that easy though. Okay. Sometimes you come across items that are maybe rare, or maybe you can't see on Google, and Google Shopping will not display. So what's level two? What's weapon number two? How do you take things further and dive even deeper? Now, weapon number two of determining value is the shuriken, basically the ninja throwing stars, okay? So you got your nunchucks, and then you got your throwing stars. Now, ninja stars are basically projectiles, better focus and extended range of impact. So that means the nunchucks are more of a close range type gig weapon. You kind of, quickly get the job done, get a general picture. The shuriken, the throwing stars, better focus, extended range of impact. I mean, You're diving even deeper. You're hitting it spot on even more. So basically, weapon number two, level two, is what you do is you Google the item and you type in the word eBay at the end, and then you hit search. So what this does is it displays every eBay listing and link pertaining to that item. Okay. Once you do that, choose one of the top results so that you can get to an eBay list of items posted and selling. And basically that way, once you're on that page, on that eBay page that shows all of the different items, you'll be able to see the range of prices. Now, the reason we're targeting eBay is because eBay is one of the largest marketplaces on planet Earth, okay? You can spend 10 years trying to sell something locally or in person or on Craigslist and have no luck. You post it on eBay, that thing will sell in 7 days or less, okay? So eBay is where all of the eyeballs are at. All of the people are on eBay. Okay, so level two, weapon number two, the throwing stars, the shuriken, is Google the item and then type in the word eBay at the end of it. Click on one of the eBay links and you'll be able to see all the listings for that specific item. And you'll be able to really get a price range and see what that item might be worth or might be selling for, okay? Now, weapon number three, level three, if you want to go even further and you want to further research the value of any specific item, you go on down the levels, down the weapons, you go on to level three, which is the katana, okay? The katana is a master's weapon, allows for more speed and combination moves, okay? So the katana is basically the sword. Now, again, we want to keep you thinking about ninja weapons, okay? You're a flipping ninja. Here are your four weapons of determining value. Number one, you got nunchucks. Number two, you got the shuriken. Number three, you got the katana. Okay? The katana, basically what you do at this point, you just Googled the item. You looked at the shopping range. You Googled the item followed by the word eBay. You got a better sense of the range there, what people are selling it for. Level three is you Google the item, and right afterward, you type in the word Amazon. Okay, now you're tapping into yet another massive marketplace, which is Amazon. Okay, now Amazon will generally display, you know, Amazon, first of all, has thousands of different items and products, from household things to antiques to watches to even big things like furniture or car parts, basically anything under the sun, just like eBay. But Amazon doesn't always have everything that eBay has, and eBay doesn't always have items that Amazon has. So basically, to get further data, you're basically becoming a researcher. You Google the item and then type in the word Amazon right at the end. Okay, now on Amazon, take note of the difference between new and used item prices. If you browse through the different listings on Amazon, you know, after you click on one of the Amazon links on Google, if you browse them, it'll typically say, like, let's say the item costs $50, it might say $24.99 used right next to it, okay? And you can also simply add the word used to the search as well. For example, a MIDI keyboard, M-I-D-I, a MIDI keyboard, new, you might see it for $270, but used, you might see it for $220 or $200. And that also helps you determine value, because if it's selling new for $270 and used for $220, that's key information right there. If you just picked up a keyboard for $100, for example, okay? So the final weapon, okay, the final weapon and final level, level four, weapon number four, is not even a, it's not even a weapon. It's just, it basically finishes the deal, okay? If you run through the four weapons of determining value on any item, if you get to level four, you're pretty much set to make a decision. And level four is ninjutsu. Okay, ninjutsu is the ultimate achievement of a ninja, a collection of supreme survivalist techniques. Basically, everything ties together. You're this fierce, powerful ninja, knowledgeable. This is the final weapon, the final level of what you want to run through in the four weapons of determining value. So what you're doing here is similar to before, except what you do is you Google the item again, and then you type in the word Craigslist. Okay, Now, what this does is it'll list every listing of that specific item that is posted via Craigslist from around the country. Okay, so you'll see similar listings around the whole country, and you can click on each one and really compare. Okay, so you can compare prices. You can say, you know, you can see what other people around the whole nation are posting for that specific item. And it'll give you yet a better sense to top off the remaining weapons of determining value. Okay. Now, what you want to do is compare levels 1 through 4. And when you see the pattern, you'll know your profit potential. Okay. The reason weapon number 4, the Craigslist one, is last is because sometimes when people are selling things on Craigslist, they themselves don't know the value. So they might be selling a $500 item for $80. Okay, and if you start with Craigslist first and you see that $500 product for $80, you might leave a ton of money on the table and try and sell it for like $150 when you could have sold it for $500 and etc. So basically what you're doing is you run through the 4 weapons of determining value. You go through these levels on every item or whatever item you're trying to figure out, and then you'll compare the ranges. And when you see the pattern, you'll know your profit potential, okay? You'll know whether or not you should buy it or whether or not you should not buy it. You'll know if it's a good deal or if it's a bad deal, okay? And go ahead and try it. You know, just to train yourself to start doing this naturally and quickly, walk into a thrift store and try it with 10 items. That way, you're basically ahead of the game, and you're learning these key vital skill sets that will make you money, okay? Now, I do have something to say about these 4 weapons of determining value. Even though you can make a lot of money using them, thousands and thousands of dollars flipping things, there are items out there that you may be unsuccessful with figuring out, because some things are just, for example, in an antique, or something completely random, or a random piece of furniture that doesn't have any tags or, you know, anything like that, you might have trouble figuring out the value. On the other hand, when it comes to something random or maybe like a piece of furniture, also run through the 4 weapons of determining value, because sometimes you never know what you might be missing out on, or you never know what might be in front of you. Just to give you a quick example, I walked into a thrift store one time and I see this completely plain looking couch. Okay, it was a tan couch. It looked like something you might have in a college, a house full of college students, you know, renting it out, or something you might just have laying in your basement as a, you know, chill or gaming type couch. It was just a very average looking tan couch. Okay. But as I walked towards it, just out of curiosity, I lifted up the cushion and I looked at the name brand. And I realized, like, I ran through the 4 weapons of determining value. I Googled it, you know, Rowe Furniture Couch, R-O-W-E, Rowe Furniture. Turns out it was a $1,300 couch. And guess how much it was priced at? It was priced at, I think, $30. Okay, and it was in brand new, like new condition. Okay, so that means that I walk into a store, I see this tan couch posted for $30, I Google it, I find out it's a $1,300 couch. Huge profit potential right there. And I made a lot of money on that flip. I bought it, I made a lot of money on it, okay? So your mission, if you have the passion to accept it, I have a mission for you. I want you to do this, okay? I want you to do this as soon as you can. I want you to go to a thrift store, any thrift store, just Google thrift stores around your area. Choose 10 items, okay? Look for 10 different items. After you choose those 10 items, I want you to take note of their prices. It could even be a mental note. It could be all individually, you know, 10 items. You can even write it down on your phone. Choose 10 items, note the prices, and I want you to run through all 4 weapons of determining value. I want you to go down every level of determining value on each of those 10 items, okay? Now, at that point, this is more for practice and training, but if you feel comfortable and if you're in a position to, I want you to actually get started and buy that item. Start flipping everything, okay? I want you to actually get started, run through the 4 weapons of determining value on those 10 items. Let's say 2 of them are deals, and you know that they're worth much more. You see that? I want you to buy it and I want you to flip it. Okay, now a couple of things I want you to keep in mind is profit margins. How much effort would you spend to only make $10 of profit? Similarly, how much effort and time would you make to make $100 profit? Okay, maybe the deal is not worth it. Maybe there is a profit involved, but it's not worth your time or energy. So be smart about maximizing your profits. For example, if you see something that is at a thrift store for $1 and online you see it for $10, it may not be worth it for you. I mean, I'm gonna tell you straight, it's not gonna be worth it. Okay, the only thing you're going to gain out of that is experience. And that is because simply the profit margins are very small and it may not be worth your time to try and pull that off. On the other hand, if you see something posted for $1 and it's worth $100, at that point, you're working with $99 profit. Okay, that's something you might want to look into and buy and invest time and energy into it. Okay, another point is accuracy means money. So slow down at first. And really make sure you have the brand, model, and version correct for your item. Make sure you're not researching the wrong model or the wrong version. You know, a company could make two versions or models of the similar product. One could cost $10, the other can cost $100, you know? So accuracy makes money. Really slow down and make sure you got your facts straight, okay? A mistake at this point can cost you real money or make it really hard to sell the item. And another thing is, with all that being said, you want to always pay attention to the condition. Prices for mint or excellent conditions will not line up with scratched or dented or dirty or used, like super bad condition versions, okay? Look at the condition. Yeah, run through the four weapons of determining value, but also use common sense. If it's in bad condition, forget about it. Or keep that in mind. Keep in mind that it's going to affect your bottom line or how much you can price it at. Or if it's in excellent condition, pick it up. Okay? And this last tool that I'm going to share with you is super powerful. Okay? It took me a couple of years to discover this one. Someone actually told me about it, but it's a website. Okay? Your last resort for pricing collectibles or, things that you're having trouble with is a website. Really awesome resource and tool. It's a website called searchtempest.com. So S-E-A-R-C-H, T like Tom, E-M, P like Paul, E-S-T.com. searchtempest.com. And what this does is it basically pulls everything from every, classified ads listing. Okay. So if you can't find comparisons or if you're having trouble, try searchtempest.com and it'll pull as many listings of that, whatever keywords you search from a million different places. Okay. And that should give you a better idea. Maybe that can even be a secret fifth weapon of determining value, but I'd say 99.9% of the time, the four weapons of determining value works on anything, at least anything I come across, and I've sold everything. So, and you don't even have to go through all four weapons, unless it's something specific or rare or hard to find. I mean, I typically either go through just level one and two. Occasionally, I go all the way down to weapon number four. And typically, once you get good at it, like I said, you shouldn't be spending any more than 90 seconds trying to look something up or research its value, okay? Very quick, you want to move quickly. Pull out your phone, figure it out, boom. Yes or no? Am I buying it or am I not? Is it worth it or is it not? The more you do it, the better you'll get. Go to a thrift store, find 10 items, note their prices, and run through the four weapons on all 10.